Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The reign of wicked Athaliah was a painful time for Judah. The people had no idea that hope lay hidden in the unused temple. But, quote, in the 7th year Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of 100, of the bodyguards and the escorts, and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them, and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord, and showed them the king's son. 2 Kings 11, verse 4. This was the plan. On the upcoming Sabbath, those on duty should take their usual place so no suspicion would be aroused. The other two groups were to block any escape through the nearby gates. When the long-awaited moment came, Jehoiada distributed to the soldiers, quote, the spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. Imagine David still having a hand in preserving the messianic line. Quote, and he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, long live the king. Verse 12. Athaliah couldn't help but hear the commotion. When she saw the young king and his bodyguard, quote, Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, treason! Verse 14. She, of all people, should recognize treason. She was seized, removed from the temple precinct, and executed. But now, instead of destroying the people as Jehu did, Jehoiada sent the people out to destroy Baal worship. Quote, they thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images. Verse 18. Quote, so all the people of the land rejoiced. Verse 20. I wonder if the world will be as surprised as Judah was when the son, thought to be dead by the masses, but hidden away in the heavenly temple, will unexpectedly appear to be crowned Lord of all.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.